Muharram Special. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Today is the 10th of Muharram, known as Ashura. This is the second year that the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein are held mainly in open spaces due to the spread of coronavirus pandemic. Ashura is the day of the greatest epic of history and the most heart-rending catastrophe of mankind, namely the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and his loyal companions, and the captivity of the women and the children of his encampment. It is the afternoon of Ashura, and Hussein, the younger grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has been surrounded by the mean enemies. The Imam bids his last farewell to his family and relatives and hugs his six-month son, Ali Asghar. As he hears the harrowing cries of the thirsty infant, raises him high, asking the enemies for a drop of water to the parched lips of the innocent infant. But the despicable and stone-hearted Harmale targets the suckling fine throat with a three-pronged arrow, only to end his cries. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, sprinkles the blood of his six-month infant to the sky and asks God to accept this sacrifice. The moments pass very hard, but the Imam's face is glowing more and more as he nears martyrdom. His fighting reminds the enemies of his father, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Suddenly, one of the enemies strikes him on the left arm and shoulder. As the grandson of the Prophet has sustained myriads of injuries and lost his ability, he falls down from the horse. But his divine awe and grandeur does not let any of the godless forces to come closer to him. Finally, a miserable, ruthless man strikes the Imam with a huge lance. The stroke delves into the helmet and blood gushes out from Imam Hussein's head. But to the amusement of all, he is supplicating to God with the words, "My God, I am satisfied with your satisfaction and submitted to your command." Umar Sa'ad, the commander of Yazid's troops, shouts, "Woe upon you! Dismount and finish with Hussein." Sanan bin Anas dismounts and goes to Imam Hussein. He puts his dagger on the Imam's sacred throat, saying, "By God, I will decapitate you while I know that you are the grandson of the Messenger of God and your parents are the best of the people on the earth." The sky is gloomy as the truth has been mounted on spearhead. Ashura has transcended centuries and generations and has become brighter and brighter while inspiring all freedom seekers in every place. But what is the mystery? The bloods of Imam Hussein, his near ones and companions, were not like that of ordinary people. Imam Hussein's blood was the purest and holiest blood that was shed on the soil of Karbala. Imam Hussein could have saved his life, but he obeyed God's command and sacrificed whatever he had for the survival of God's religion. He was the one whose voice keeps resonating through the history when he said, "Do you not see that the truth is not practiced and the falsehood is not prevented?" Ashura has become the yardstick for truth and falsehood till the end of history. Truth is authentic and eternal, while falsehood is fabricated and transient. Falsehood is like the foam of water. In Ayah 17 of Surah Ra'd of the Noble Quran, we read, "He sends down water from the sky, whereat the valleys are flooded to their capacity, and the flood carries along a swelling scum." That is how Allah compares the truth and falsehood. As for the scum, it leaves as dross, and that which profits the people remains in the earth. That is how Allah draws comparisons. The Ahlul Bayt, or progeny of the Prophet of Islam, is the axis of truth and the guide of the Ummah. Whenever truth is deviated, they show the right path. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says in Nahjul Balagha, "Where are you going and where are you turning your faces? The flags of truth are set up and its signs are clear. With these lights that have been installed, where are you going in astray? And why are you wandering while the progeny of your prophet is among you? They are the leaders of truth, the flags of religion, and the tongues of honesty. Place them in the best place that you keep the Quran, and like the thirsty, rush to their clear spring to be satiated." Greetings to the master of martyrs, Hussein, the inheritor of all divine messengers from Adam to Muhammad, and greetings to the souls that joined him.